It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Doing a podcasty, podcasty. I'm stalling because I don't have my prep sheet open. Let's talk about this.
What you got?
Heinz.
Like the ketchup?
Yes. They have a new mashup, and it's called Honey Racha. Honey plus sriracha.
Okay.
Now, a few months ago, they came out with a mayo chup. Mayo must and mayo Q. Mayo and ketchup, mayo and a mustard, and mayo and barbecue all mixed together. And these are pre-mixed. You buy them pre-mixed in the bottle, squirt them on there, and they're ready to go.
Just mayo.
Now it's honey and sriracha. What do you think about these mashups?
Real quick, I want to say something about mayo.
Yeah.
And there was a post the other day, and it was Miracle Whip when it first came out.
Yeah.
They advertised mayonnaise on your pears, and it was a picture of what is it? What's the Miracle Whip?
Yeah,
and they had open pears, and they were people back in the day put mayonnaise on pears, dude, and were eating them. And then they were pairing it. You could also put mayonnaise on. What was the other thing that they were putting mayo on? You're just like, dude, what?
I actually there was maybe is it up here or down south? I can't remember. There was a guy. It's got to be a pear. I don't know. I haven't heard from him forever. He always said, put peaches on your grilled cheese. Peaches on your grilled cheese, and then, like, dip it in, like, tomato soup. And it's probably the sweet and salty.
Maybe.
That's what it is.
But just initially, it's hard to get over that hump.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never tried it, though. Maybe we should try it.
Yeah,
maybe
you don't knock it until you try it.
What if
it's, right?
Like, the greatest thing you've ever had?
You know?
And that's all you eat is pears and mayo.
Just, like, trying to imagine what it would taste like, though. It's like,
I don't know.
I know what mayo tastes. I know what pears taste like.
The cooking I've done, and I've really started to cook more, and I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You don't realize how much mayo is put in, like, everything.
Yeah.
Oh, use half a cup of mayo, a cup of mayo, a spoonful of mayo, and sour cream, too. You're like, Jesus Christ, right. That's in everything.
Do you like mayo?
I do. I'm not one of those. Here's the thing, is I can't just do, like, let's say I put mayo on a piece of bread. Mm-hmm. I can't lick the knife.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? No. Like, just the mayo itself.
No.
But on a sandwich, on a cold, like, turkey sandwich.
I think that's the only thing that I like mayo.
Like, mayo and mustard on a... You give me a turkey and cheese sandwich with mayo and mustard, that's perfect.
Fantastic.
You know what I mean?
But really, I think that's the only thing Miracle Whip or mayo is good for.
But I can't just do, like, a spoonful of mayo. I'm not going to do it.
I wish I would have remembered the other thing that they were eating mayo with back in the day. And, dude, you literally, like, cringe on the spot.
Oh, man.
Like, people back in the day just...
Yeah.
That's what you had for a snack, huh?
Well, I mean, we still have it today. It's just... I think it's just different... trends. I mean, now everything is pre-made. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You had to make your snacks back then. They couldn't just throw pizza rolls in.
Right. Our grandparents ate some weird shit, man.
But I'm a big fan of mixing stuff. Lots of times, like, if I make food at home, whether it's, you know, like a quesadilla, like something I can dip, something basic. Mm-hmm. I like dipping sauce, and you do too. I know you're a big dipping sauce
guy. Fan.
I do a lot of sriracha ranch, so I'll take ranch, sriracha in there, mix it up. Sriracha ketchup is another big one.
I was going to say, my wife's got the sriracha ketchup.
And see, I just pre-mix it because it's cheaper that way in my mind. You get a big bottle of sriracha. I like that. I think a lot of these, the mayo and mustard and the mayo and ketchup and the mayo and barbecue, that's all stuff you just get like if you got like a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, they put the mayo on there. I don't know how I feel about the honey sriracha. I'm sure it's good. But pre-mixed?
Honey sriracha, you know.
I've had honey sriracha like wings before, and it's delicious.
Delicious. Maybe it is good. There's a reason they're making it. There's a reason they're putting it out there.
Have you ever had any other weird mixes that you can think of?
There's some stuff. You go into the sauce aisle, you know, at the grocery store, and I feel like I always discover something new. It's like there's always something new in like a ketchup form like this, or just some random, like, what would you put that
on? They have everything. Like, nowadays, it's Zesty Ranch. Like, they have Chipotle.
Which I like Zesty.
Like, there's every kind of possible mixture, it seems like. You know, I want to look up. Pre-mixed.
Zesty's basically just for onion rings, right? Are people putting that on other things? Zesty sauce?
Oh, dude, I put that on everything.
Really?
I just was over at Burger King the other day and got the breakfast sandwich, mm-hmm. and I asked for some zesty sauce because it's great with, it's honestly good with everything. Or you dip your sandwich in there.
It is good.
Delicious. Premixed condiments. Let's see what they got. Let's see what
weird stuff out there, man.
And I do feel like there are somewhere. It's like you're trying. It's too much. Just stop it. You know what I mean?
No. I've told this story before, but I knew a guy in high school during football season who had sucked down mayo packets.
See that? That's just fucked up.
Two at a time.
That's fucked up. Or I know what I saw. I saw a sweet Thai chili and something else mixed together. It was like a sweet Thai.
Which is fantastic as well.
Sweet Thai by itself. The sweet Thai chili by itself. Oh, a lot of sugar in it, though, unfortunately. Oh, yeah. That's the only shitty part. Mm-hmm. Why I don't get it that often. What I
Why do you think it's so good?
That's exactly. It's the sugar. Mustard. Like, there's a lot of hot mustard. Like, mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. Sriracha mustard. I wonder how that would taste.
You like horseradish?
Oh, dude. Fucking love horseradish.
See, I never really liked it because I think I always got the most potent horseradish you could buy. I had it the other day on something.
Oh, dude, the stronger, good. The better. If my nose doesn't clear up and if my eyes don't water, basically, and so everyone knows, wasabi, if you ever have sushi and you get wasabi, the horseradish we have here in the States is a very dumbed down. It's basically, or the wasabi we have is basically just green horseradish.
Right.
It's mixed up there. But dude, I will eat so much wasabi that I literally, like, I'm crying. I love horseradish flavor.
So you probably like, what is the, it's not tuna. What is it? What's everybody get wasabi on? It's the raw meat. Damn it, why can't I
Well, you do, like, sashimi and, like, sushi. I mean, anything like that.
Sushi, but it's not sushi. It's the one. Come on! It's so common. It's the fish. That
Salmon? Tuna? Crab?
No. What do you get wasabi on? It's the raw meat. People are screaming at the radio right now. Damn it, dude.
Different. Well, because I'm just thinking, like, sashimi, like, just the raw cut of fish.
Yep.
With, like,
and it's sliced in little, and then you dip your wasabi on it, or in it.
Yeah. Different cuts of sushi.
Ahi tuna.
There you go. Okay.
God,
okay,
dude.
Yeah. Moron. Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so good. That's one of the best things
ever. I do like ahi tuna, and I like the horseradish on that.
It's probably just a little bit. I like what they do, and they do like if it's yellowtail, and then they put a little bit of the red sauce, and then a jalapeno slice, that real thin jalapeno slice. Yeah. Oh my God.
See, I made a mistake when I was young. We went to a buffet. This is like, I was in like seventh grade. We went to a buffet in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And it was like a sushi buffet, and I had some wasabi as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the wasabi they had in Vegas, I don't think it was dumbed down. I think that
if you're at like a legit place, probably
it was
not.
Like the legit. Oh man, dude, it set me on fire. I went to the bathroom right away.
Yep.
I mean, and ever since then, I could not eat wasabi.
Man, I love it.
And then you got Steve-O snorting it.
Yeah. See, I would never snort it.
God, dude.
Because you don't need to. If you just take a bite, clear you out. Honey mustard. I know you're a big fan of honey mustard.
Big time. Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
There's different kinds of honey mustard, though. Some of them have a little too much mustard in it.
Yeah, you like more of the honey in there?
Yeah.
I just went to Walmart.com and looked up condiments, see if there's any other crazy ones in there. I'm a big fan of hot sauces, but I'm talking more mixing condiments.
You like soy sauce?
I do, but a little goes a long way.
And you like sushi, right?
I love sushi, but I just lightly, because I really like the flavor of sushi.
Because it's salty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't soy sauce salty?
It's salt. It's all sodium. You look at the label, it's all sodium, basically. It's black salt. What else is there? There's got to be some other shit in here.
How about the have you ever seen it's the like the grape jelly and peanut butter all in one bottle?
I don't like that.
I'm like, dude, how did what?
Yeah, the goobers or whatever
it
is.
Something like
I hate that. Because there's such a science to a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right, right.
To have that anarchy in there.
You don't know how much you're getting of what's you know.
And they show it to you, and after you, after the first time you dig in there, it's all fucked up.
Yeah, it's all mixed up.
It's all mixed up.
You know, I
that's the dumbest thing
I like
ever.
A little bit more peanut butter.
You know what? That's for lazy-ass parents.
Right,
that.
Right. You know, it's bad enough we got in a squeeze bottle.
Yeah.
Now we got to put both of them into one squeeze bottle.
No, at that point, it's just, oh, no. I am very particular about my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Do you do butter on your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
If I'm not lazy, yes.
Dude, I do.
My grandma taught me that.
A thick layer of butter.
It's good.
Then the peanut butter.
It's good.
Then the jelly. If you really want to do it, toast it. Toast the bread a little bit, and then you got a nice toasted one. Ooh, skip.
Here's a question. What's the best way to make a ham sandwich? Do you put mayo on each piece of bread, and then you put... See, this is what I do. I might be doing this wrong. I put mayo on each piece of bread, lightly.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of cheese on each slice of bread, and then meat in the middle. Is that psycho? Or is that too much cheese?
No. First of all, there's no such thing as too much cheese. There's no such thing.
Okay. But is there a right way? Because I'm always like, I don't want mayo directly on the cheese. I don't know.
I usually just do, bread, ham, cheese, condiments.
Oh.
Just condiments.
Do you ever do the double decker?
Do that. I put so much ham on there. Usually it's like a stack of ham like that, two slices of cheese that are, it looks like a star. Uh-huh. So you put one way, the other one the other way.
Yeah.
So you get it up full covered. Then mayo and mustard on the bread.
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle. And then, like I said, what you do is put a little toaster. Let that thing just get a little crisp on the outside.
Not bad.
That's how you got to do
it. When I was a kid, before I knew about diabetes, I used to make triple decker peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I think I called them.
Ripes.
So it was a piece of bread. Peanut butter, jelly, piece of bread, like a real sandwich.
Yeah.
More peanut butter and jelly on top of one of the breads.
Yeah.
And then another piece of bread. Yeah. So there's three. It was like the Big Mac of peanut butter and jelly.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
It was very good, but a lot of bread.
The best,
much bread.
Speaking of combinations, the best combination ever is peanut butter and jelly sandwich with chocolate milk.
Ooh.
Dude. I will literally take a bite of the sandwich and then take a gulp of chocolate milk, and it just makes, oh my God.
I was always the regular milk.
Now, try it with the chocolate, man.
Yeah.
Try it with the chocolate. It'll change your life. It really will. You're going to go, oh my God. Well, maybe not now because you might go into a coma.
Right. Kill me.
Damn you, Brock.
Hey, I tried that concoction you told me the other day. I'm in the hospital.
I almost died, bro. Right. I don't know. I think mixing condiments is good, but you can go a little too crazy with it. Sometimes it's just better to leave it.
Are you somewhat of a child when it comes to the crust? Do you cut the crust off or peel it off?
No, I'll eat it nowadays at this point. I mean, as much as I want to rip the crust off,
I know.
I still do.
You know, that's funny as I still do.
Yeah.
I still pull it off.
You're the worst.
You know, I'll get like halfway through it, and I'm like, why am I eating the crust?
Like sometimes if that last bite doesn't have anything on it, it's just like that last. Mm-hmm. And I'm also very particular on how I eat my sandwich.
I was going to say, do you eat the middle first or you eat around the middle?
I start, but if I know I got a nice like middle piece, I'll make sure that's the last bite. There's always got to be like that perfect mixture of condiments, cheese, and meat.
I'll even bite a sandwich, right, to set up the next bite.
Oh, of course.
Because if you bite around the edge, it's going to leave a nice little piece in the middle that sticks out that's perfectly for your mouth.
Yeah, and it's got all the perfect mixture in there.
Yeah,
the middle of the sandwich is the best.
Yes,
yeah, of
absolutely.
Course.
Absolutely.
Of course. And there's nothing worse to them when, like, you take that last bite and it's mostly crust or it's just there's nothing on there.
Well, it feels like everything goes to the middle of the sandwich. Like, you can have, like, an overflowing sandwich and put the top piece of bread on and it just, like, shrinks to the middle.
As soon as you bite it, everything right in there. You're like, shit!
You know? It's a good sandwich when you get it to the middle.
You know, maybe that's what we need to invent is something that holds the sandwich in place, and then you just turn the knob and it pushes the sandwich out to you.
Like kind of like a Fred Flintstone
push pop, like a push
pop, sandwich.
But a sandwich. So you turn it.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah,
you're honest.
I like it.
It's kind of like the. Have you seen the brownie pans now? It's like it's the universal edge or whatever.
If I ever go to someone's house and they have that, I'm gonna fucking call the cops.
So it's
the
like you always get an edge piece.
The edge is the worst part of a brownie.
A lot of people will disagree with you though.
Why? It's always the hard
part.
It's
hard.
No, the middle gooey ooey center is the best part. I've seen those before and I'm always like, fucking why?
Yeah. Dude, honestly, I can go both ways.
I mean, I'll eat it. But I'll eat the edge because that's the last. Go into any house, all right? What's left? The edges.
Yep.
The edges.
Well, it depends on who's there.
Yeah, if you're a fucking psycho.
Here's the thing.
Then there's only the middle.
The edges aren't bad if you get to it right away. If it sits for a day and a half,
done.
It's petrified. It's like biting into a fossil.
Yum.
You know?
Wood. Yeah.
That's chocolate though. It's pretty good.
No, it's got it.
Oh my God, my teeth. But that's good.
I hate the edges. That's the worst part. Why would you ruin my day like that?
Now, would you rather have a plate of brownies that are all edges and a little too hard for your tasting? Or a brownie plate just full of nuts. Just full of nuts.
But no edges?
But no edges.
I'd take the nuts. I hate the edges that much. I'd take the nuts.
Come on!
I'd rather be cursing the nuts than going these fucking edges. And the edges are always, there's never any like good stuff in the edges.
I'm going to ante up a little bit. Yeah. They're pecans or pecans, however you want to say.
And that's actually the best nut you can put in there. That's the best nut you can put in there.
No!
That's the dessert nut.
No!
Okay, well, but it goes to the same argument. Would you rather have the crust or the pizza?
Oh, man.
Think about that. The best part of the pizza is the middle, not the crust.
That depends, man.
No.
It depends what kind of pizza.
What the fuck is wrong with
it's
you?
It's a Jack's pizza. Have you had a Jack's pizza?
Yeah, of course.
Dude, a thin crust edge is so good. It's so good, man.
Yeah, but it's good because you don't just eat the crust, though. It's because you're taking a bite of it with the rest of it.
I'm not saying that. I don't like the middle either.
No.
A whole pizza's good.
All right, well, we started on condiments, and we ended with stuffed crust pizza. Good enough. This has been 15 minutes of nothing.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Let's go have some pizza.
Let's go have some pizza and dip it in
horseradish and mayo.
Honey racha. Hunracha. Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, for God's sakes, if you are still listening for some reason. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Pizza.